Okay, anyway, so this was around 16, we said?
16.
Okay, 2015 ACF Nationals between Berkeley A and Alberta. You guys want to buzz in? Are you good?
Sure.
All right, everyone ready? Toss one.
Not really.
This politician named Bernard Ayanto to be his prime minister would place him under house arrest a year later on charges of conspiracy. This person jockeyed for power with the Dr. Abel Goumba in a campaign where he advertised his humble origins as a school teacher and his time serving as minister of the in the previous government of Barthelmy Boganda. One of his first acts in power was to disband the monopoly of the concessionary companies, which allowed for the free mining of diamonds in his nation. After he was restored power by Operation Barracuda, he was quickly deposed again by the military committee of...
Bokassa?
No. The National Recovery under Andre Kolingba. Fernando, let's name this man who had his time in power interrupted by John Bedel Bokassa after he became the first president of an independent Central African Republic.
Daco.
Yes. Bonus. This work updates the seminal treatise of Louis Moreri, who the author accuses of spreading outmoded ideas. For 10 points each, name his compendium, first published in 1697, which attempts to correct previous thinkers' errors on theology, free will, and other topics. A portion of this text, named for Georgius Rorarius, discusses animal intelligence. Historical and Critical Dictionary. In his article on Chancellor Michel de l'Hopital, Pierre Bayle lambasted the Chancellor for opposing this policy. Another thinker advocated for this policy for everyone but atheists in a work addressed to Philip von Limborch. The Rorarius section of the Historical and Critical Dictionary contained many remarks on the problem of evil, which this German philosopher directly addressed in his Theodicy.
Leibniz.
20 points. Toss up two.
Block, Vagsness, and Redfield developed a rigorous quantum mechanical model of this phenomenon. Two different mechanisms causing this phenomenon cancel each other out in a Chauncey experiment. This phenomenon causes intensity losses between pulses in an inept sequence. This process can be mathematically modeled by the Solomon equations. The constants that define this process can be measured using inversion recovery of Hahn or Hahn echo experiments. This process causes a reduction in the intensity over time of an FID signal. This process leads to magnetization transfer between two nuclei in the nuclear Oberhauser effect. Larmor precession and this process are modeled by the Bloch equations. It's not coupling, but this process comes in spin lattice in spin-spin forms characterized by exponential decay times labeled T1 and T2.
Relaxation.
Yes. Bonus. Arthur Collins and Byron Harlan made a recording of this song that was number one for 10 weeks, and in the second verse of this song, it describes a fiddle that screeches like a chicken. For 10 points each, name this song that was composed in 1911, which repeatedly asks Oma Honey to come and hear the title group.
Wait,
Ragtime
Gal?
Yeah.
Answer.
Ragtime Gal?
Alexander's Ragtime Band. It was the first major hit for this Russian-American songwriter, who also wrote God Bless America and White Christmas. Answer. Yeah. This other song by Irving Berlin, which appears in the musical Annie Get Your Gun, is sung by Frank, whose scheme to know many girls and have lots of fun are foiled when he falls in love with Annie.
Could that be Putting on the Ritz? I think he did that.
Answer.
Sorry, Putting on the Ritz.
My defenses are down. 10 points. Toss of three. This man argued that the death of the national landscape led the general public to underappreciate the creative powers of Louis Sullivan in his book Genius and the Mobocracy. This architect used a sky blue roof, scallop-shaped balconies, and a 172-foot triangular tower of gold in his posthumously built Marin County Civic Center. Much controversy surrounds this architect's elopement to Florence with Mama Borwith Cheney, who later died when Juan Carlton set fire to their residence. A building by this architect features floors that are cantilevered to a...
It's like Franklin, right?
Yeah.
Damn it.
Bonus. This novel's author claimed that it was inspired by a desire to answer an overheard shout of what's happening there, Bogart, remembered from his childhood. For 10 points each, name this 1959 novel. Residents of its title place include the tailor Bogart, a carpenter working on a thing without a name named Popo, an unemployed insane person named Madman, and the gambler Hat.
Sure.
A Bend in the River.
Miguel Street was written by this Indo-Trinidadian author of A House for Mr. Biswas and A Bend in the River. V.S. Naipaul's clashes with this Afro-Trinidadian Marxist are described in a biography of the latter by Farouk Dandi. This man's books include the cricket-centered autobiography Beyond a Boundary and a history of the Haitian Revolution called The Black Jacobins.
Oh, with the Black Jacobins.
Yep.
20 points. toss up for. This book uses the line, riding 3 days and nights he came upon the place, but decided it could not be come upon, in its odd poetic epilogue, which is titled Reflections Upon the Path. Its interchapter asserts that William Empson and George Wilson Knight are the best critics of our time, and claims that every deep reader is an idiot questioner. This book's first section discusses a figure that may disguise itself as the Sphinx in its efforts to block the way, called the Covering Cherub, and it suggests John Milton's Satan is an allegory for the modern poet at his strongest, while Adam represents the constricted Ephebe. It discusses the Lucretius-derived idea of a poetic misprison or misreading in the section titled Clinemen, which is one of its six revisionary ratios. For Dead Poets, name this work of literary criticism that discusses how poets struggle with their relationship to their precursors, written by Harold Bloom.
Anxiety.
Yes. Bonus. Answer the following about legal battles over polygamy in the Utah Territory for 10 points each. This 1874 statute, named for a senator from Vermont, redefined the judiciary system in the Utah Territory as being under federal district courts, courts which ended the dominance of church officials. It was followed by the Edmunds Act, making polygamy a felony. Answer. The Poland Act. This secretary for Brigham Young volunteered himself to be the test case for polygamy. His prison sentence was upheld in a namesake 1878 Supreme Court case in which Morrison Waite wrote that religious duty was not a defense to criminal polygamy. Answer. A series of hearings starting in 1903 concerned whether the Senate should seat this Mormon apostle, who co-sponsored a bill in 1930 with Willis Hawley that raised tariff rates to astronomical levels. That's 20 points, toss up 5. In 1963, John Stacy Adams put forth an equity theory of this phenomenon, which focuses on creating a balance between inputs and outputs. Philip Zimbardo's book on the cognitive control of this factor discusses consequences of choice and dissonance. A formula that includes valence and instrumentality is known as Victor Vroom's expectancy theory of this trait. Another theory states that hygiene factors will not increase this value, but can decrease it if they are absent, unlike intrinsic factors. That is Frederick Herzberg's two-factor theory of this trait. Clark Hull posited that it arises in humans as a result of tension or arousal caused by unfulfilled biological needs. That is known as the drive reduction theory of this quality. Its deficiency or D-type is said to occur when one must satisfy a need, according to Abraham Maslow's book about it and personality. For them, was named this...
Motivation.
Yes. Bonus. One of these drugs is a sulfate-containing glyco... seminoglycan, which works by activating an enzyme which inhibits factor 9A and factor 10A. For 10 points each, name these drugs used to treat DVT and PE. The efficacy of the process of these drugs inhibit is measured using the International Normalized Ratio and APTT.
Anticoagulants.
In rare cases, the anticoagulant warfarin can induce this condition due to warfarin using up the body's supply of serum protein C, leading to excessive clotting. A cheese-like appearance is characteristic of the casus form of this condition.
DIC.
This is necrosis. Warfarin works by inhibiting clotting factors dependent on this compound, which is found in abundance in foods like kale, spinach, and Brussels sprouts.
Vitamin K.
20 points. Toss up 6. This deity, who was worshipped in caves with a sunken floor for offerings, was a god who governed days with the day sign Kuatli, or eagle. A number of skin or eye diseases required propitiating this patron of goldsmiths, who was the subject of a hymn that called him the Night Drinker. This god was worshipped at the temple of Yopiko. Sculpture depictions of this god and his followers contain a telltale crisscross lines across the chest and the back of the skull. A festival involving the so-called gladiator sacrifice was dedicated to this god, who was also known as Red Tezcatlipoca. This deity was the divine...
That is Quetzalcoatl.
No. This deity was the divine embodiment of life emerging from a dead land, and during annual corn planting festivals, priests to this deity would sacrifice victims before donning their skin. But now, his name is Aztec fertility god, whose name literally means Our Lord of the Flayed One.
Beep,
this time. This is Zippe Totec.
That's right.
Toss-up. This man's attempt at securing restitution of the lost property of some hostages led another politician to compare him to Ulysses, who wanted to re-enter the cave of Cyclops to fetch his belt and cap. He included a diatribe against Timaeus of Teromenium in a treatise that relies on Timaeus for his account of Sicily. Late in life, he accompanied a general to Spain and witnessed the Numantine War, on which he wrote a now-lost monograph. In Book 4 of his surviving work, he describes the structure of the Roman maniples, which is why the Roman army is sometimes named for him. In early life, this Arcadian citizen of the Achaean League was taken hostage by Rome and made a tutor to...
Polybius?
Yeah. Bonus. This term was introduced in Gaston Bachelard's study, The Poetics of Space, who referred to the pleasant reveries that are prompted by certain types of space. For 10 points each, name this term popularized in a book by human geographer Yi Fu Tuan, which is the emotional bond that exists between a person and their space. Answer.
Self-space?
Topophilia. In Topophilia, Yi Fu Tuan cites this man's textbook, Britain and the British Seas, as evidence that many believed the British Isles were the center of the world. Another of his articles introduced the Heartland Theory of Geography. Answer.
Harvey?
This is Mackinder. Yi Fu Tuan's Topophilia was also inspired by this other social scientist who argued that the ecology of a place could be only understood through the study of information systems in steps to an ecology of mind. Answer?
Lazarsfeld?
Gregory Bateson. Tells me. A value name for this scenario is defined as the sum over all inputs of P of 2 raised to the negative of the absolute value of the length of P, and is an example of a Martin-Lof random sequence. The proof of the principal theorem resulting from this scenario relies on constructing a model whose two inputs are another model of the same type as well as a string, then having that first model output the opposite of the second model. Afterwards, it is shown that there is a contradiction if both models are the same. A reduction of this scenario is used to prove that computing a non-trivial partial function is impossible, a result known as Rice's theorem. Chaitin's constant gives the probability... The probability that a program successfully resolves this scenario. The insolvability of the post-correspondence problem relies on reducing it to this other problem. For example, it's in this undecidable decision problem, which asks if a Turing machine will stop for a given input. Bonus. In the Bible, Judah forbids his third son from performing this practice with regard to the childless Tamar. For 10 points each, known as Yibum in Jewish communities or widow inheritance, this term refers to the type of marriage which obligates the brother of a deceased man to marry that man's childless widow. Answer. It's a levirate marriage. And as an alternative to levirate marriage, a man could perform hatitza, in which the widow removes this item of clothing from him as part of a mourning ceremony. Jewish law claims that the left one of these should be tied first, since tefillin is bound on the left hand.
Like phylactery?
Sure.
Answer.
Phylactery?
It's a shoe. In southern Slavic territories like Yugoslavia and Bosnia, this term refers to a rural community made up of one large patrilineal family which works a communal plot of land similar to the Russian Oberschina system. These traditional communities often practiced levirate marriages.
Kibbutz.
Zadrugas. No points.
Ouch.
Toss up 9. A character in this play vows to make my very house real tonight in sheer excitement at the news that another character has a letter for him. Another scene, the description of a child running after a gilded butterfly, continually catching and releasing it, and eventually tearing it apart, is provided by Valeria. Günter Grass depicted a director called at the chief leading rehearsals of this play in a play of his own about Bertolt Brecht's version of it. A speech describing a time when all the body's members rebelled against the belly is delivered to forestall a grain riot by Menaeus Agrippa in this play. After the schemes of Brutus and Sicinius result in his exile, the protagonist of this play allies himself with the Volscian general Tullus Aufidius, though his devotion to his mother Volumnia eventually thwarts his plan for revenge. For the points...
Like Coriolanus?
Yes. Bonus. This man is often credited with the first person to say the word fuck on British television. Because of this man stuttered, Private Eye called it the first 13-syllable, four-letter word in history for 10 points each. Then this influential British drama critic, who detested what he dubbed the middle-class Loamshire play, his reviews for The Observer during the 1950s championed the angry young men. Answer.
Smith.
This is Kenneth Tynan. Tynan was especially laudatory of this 1956 John Osborne play, which Jimmy Porter has an affair with his wife Allison's best friend Helena.
Look back in anger.
Tynan cheered Arnold Wesker for putting a real live English communist family on to the stage in a chicken soup with barley, which is grouped with this dramatic movement named after an image painted by John Bratby. Answer?
No.
It's kitchen sink realism. 10 points. Toss of 10. Just before the recapitulation of the first movement of work in this form by this composer, the principal theme in the C major gives way to an E major folk dance, then an E minor variation, before returning to the original C major theme. Another of these compositions features a third movement in which the trio is replaced by an alternativo consisting almost entirely of E flat major scales. One of these works by this composer contains a D minor third movement in the form of a two-part canon called the Witch's Minuet, and it gets its nickname from the opening ADEA sequence in its first movement. The first movement of another of these pieces opens with a theme that comprises the notes GEFDC, a musical acronym for Gott Erhalt Franz den Kaiser, a piece by its composer that it also quotes. Pieces in this genre, nicknamed Fifths and Emperor, appear in a collection of them named for their composer's patron, Count von Erdödy.
I just
yes. Bonus. This phenomenon is often interpreted as evidence that the epoch of reionization was nearing completion at a time when the redshift was equal to about 6 for 10 points each. Name this effect that was first observed in an optical spectrum as a continuum flux of nearly zero at wavelengths shorter than the Lyman alpha line.
What?
Sure.
Answer.
Gunn-Peterson.
The Gunn-Peterson trough exists in some quasars' optical spectra since neutral hydrogen exists in this collection of baryonic matter that exists between galaxies.
Interstellar medium.
The Gunn-Peterson effect was not confirmed until this astronomical project was carried out. Since it cataloged quasars with redshifts greater than 6, it made use of a telescope at the Apache Point Observatory.
Isn't it just one that can be like the two letters at the front? So what letters do you put at the front of the quasars?
M. Answer?
MN.
This is the Sloan Digital Sky Survey, or SDSS. So that's 10 points, and that's a half.
With the half at 50 vertically to 135 to Alberta.
Good job with.
All right, tells 11. This operation appears nested within itself n times in the nth term on the right side of the Baker-Campbell-Hauster formula. The Wigner-Weil transform of this operation into phase space gives an operation named for José Moyal. A term containing a time derivative and a term containing this operation are found in the Lax equation. This the expectation value of this operation is squared on.
Oh, so this is. Like the Y bracket?
No. A square on the right-hand side of the Robertson inequality. A Lie algebra can be defined from any associative algebra by using this operation as the Lie bracket. Computing the expectation value of this operation applied to momentum and the Hamiltonian is done when deriving Newton's second law from quantum mechanics. This operation applied to position and momentum canonically yields I times H bar according to the uncertainty principle. This operation is analogous to a Poisson bracket on a Hilbert space. But Poisson's operation for which for A and B is given by AB minus BA.
Computation.
Sure.
Yeah.
I think it's close enough.
We'll process.
It matters.
Okay.
This operation.
Oh, I mean, is a commutator a operation or is it a thing?
Commutator is an operator.
Okay.
It's an operator.
And it says this operation at one point, which would lead me to believe commutation.
I think like it's close enough. And he says
the
right
answer
does
commutation.
Yeah. I'm gonna give it to them.
Are you guys protesting that your answer should have been accepted for
yes.
A Libra Lie bracket?
Yes.
What was his answer he first said?
Commutation.
That's fine.
Yeah, I think that's fine.
Okay. All right. I'm giving it to you.
But so we'll protest my answer if it matters.
Okay.
So, okay, you're protesting that your Lie bracket was correct.
Yes. And you got that somewhere around Lax equation was where that protest was?
Yes.
Okay.
I saw the bracket.
Bonus. Answer following about the great monarch William III of the Netherlands for 10 points each. William's reign saw a crisis in 1867 when France tried to buy this Grand Duchy, whose central fortress was designed as the Gibraltar of the North by Vauban. The Treaty of London maintained the neutrality of this landlocked European nation. Answer? Luxembourg. Under William, this great politician reformed the Dutch constitution in 1848 to limit the powers of the monarch, set up direct elections, and establish freedom of religion. He served as the first de facto prime minister before him being ousted in 1853 by the April Movement. Answer? This is Johann Thorbeck. This daughter of William and his second wife, Princess Emma of Waldeck and Pyrmont, succeeded him and ruled as Queen of the Netherlands from 1890 to 1948 until she was followed by her own daughter, Juliana.
Margaret?
I don't know.
Answer.
Margaret.
Wilhelmina, no points. Toss up 12. This man, who was originally a deacon in the German town of Wesel, met his death in a hurricane on a merchant ship called the Flying Stag off the coast of St. Christopher while exchanging liquor for tobacco in the West Indies. His frequent quarrels with the clergyman Johann Michaelius and other misdeeds caused him to be dismissed from one post in favor of the drunkard Walter von Twiller, who was in a turn quickly replaced by Wilhelm Kieft. This man was financed by Samuel Blommaert to sail aboard the Kalmar Nickel, which he landed at a tributary called the Minquaskill. At that spot, this former director general of the New Netherlands set up Fort Christina, which was designed as a base for beaver trading with the Lenape. For now, what's this man?
No.
A man who started the Swedish colony at Delaware and allegedly used 24 bucks worth of glass beads to buy the island of Manhattan.
For Benny's?
This is Peter Minuet, toss up 13. One of his best novels dubs the forces governing an authoritarian state the Logic, and is about a former secret policeman named Antonio Rojas Martens, who is on death row for his involvement in the Salinas Affair. His recurring characters include the philosopher Dr. Obloff, who waits in a publication office with Curti and Sarah at the beginning of a play discovered by the editor King Bitter. In another of his novels. The author of that play, B, first appeared in a novel by this man in which he constantly recalls the word no, indicating his refusal to subject a child to the suffering of the world. This author of Detective Story drew on his own life for a novel in which Gayuri Coves learns how to survive Zits from Bandy Sitram and after earlier stops in a Buchenwald and Auschwitz. For example, his name is author of Liquidation, Kaddish for a Child Not Born, and Fatelessness.
Okay.
Yes. Bonus. A prominent example of this technique is Andrea Mantegna's depiction of many cupids peeking down the oculus of the Camera degli Sposi for 9 points each. Name this illusionistic technique in which the artist paints foreshortened figures to make it appear as if the figures in the painting are correctly proportioned when looking up at them. It literally means from below upward. Answer. Di Sotto Inzu. This artist, born Antonio Allegri, made use of Di Sotto Inzu technique for his version of the Assumption of the Virgin in Parma Cathedral.
In Parma?
Answer. It's Correggio. The Di Sotto Inzu inspired this later illusionistic technique in which an artist painted an architectural feature such as the top of a ceiling to create an illusion. A prominent example of this technique is Pietro de Catorna's frescoes for the Palazzo Barberini. Quadratura, no points.
Oh, God.
Toss up 14. This book considers if Aristotle was wrong about motion being divided into natural and forced parts in the section What Were Our Ancestors Talking About?, which examines the impossibility of finding a deterministic answer to the general question, What Did They Mean? Another section of this book examines the Copernicus-Bellarmine debates and suggests that Thomas Kuhn's inconsumerability thesis makes them incompatible to the Lenin-Kerensky debates. Its second chapter opens with a thought experiment in which a group of bipeds on the other side of the galaxy developed breakthroughs in neurology and biochemistry, and thus conceived of human pain as the stimulation of C-fibers. That section on the antipodens appears in a portion of this text about persons without minds, an attempt to refute a certain Greek ocular metaphor. The correspondence theory of truth and the view that epistemology reflects the reality are rejected, and for 10 points, What Pragmatist Book by Richard Rorty?
Philosophy and the Mirror of Nature?
Yes. Bonus. Anthropology about some really old roads for 10 points each. This road, which once passed through the Pontine Marches, where a canal was built, was named for a Roman censor during the Samnite Wars and connects Brindisi to Rome.
That's Via Appia?
Yeah. This man extended the Grand Trunk Road to connect his capital of Agra with his hometown of Sasaram, where his mausoleum was constructed in the middle of a lake. He forced the Mughal ruler Humayun out of India in 1540, an exile that lasted 15 years. Answer? Sher Shah. This road that ran from Dover to London and then to St. Albans was established in Roman-era Britain as the Iter 2 and Iter 3 routes. It took on an Anglo-Saxon name, which usually serves as the namesake of a bloody battle in 60 AD, where Suetonius smashed allied tribes under Boudica.
Watling Street?
Yes, 20 points.
Good job.
2015. One member of this family lost a fortune by investing in the Andros Fiber Company promoted by Ambrose Shea, which failed to cultivate the sisal plant. In a speech supporting that decision, he cited the undeveloped estates of the West Indies as a key to his policy of tariff reform. That man of this surname toured the country with fellow party member Charles Dilk, supporting the unauthorized program promising 3 acres and a cow to all farm workers, and co-founded the National Education League. Known for wearing a ribboned monocle, he engineered the khaki election in which he won re-election of the ill Lord Salisbury, who he had appointed him colonial secretary in the run-up to the Boer War. That man's son, serving as foreign secretary, met with Gustav Stresemann and Aristide Briand, who signed the Locarno Treaties in 1925. But it was in this family of British politicians, including Joseph, his son Austin, and a prime minister... the speaker of a poem claims that none may teach this thing, and notes that when it comes, the landscape listens, shadows hold their breath. For 10 points each, and by this certain thing that appears on winter afternoons where it oppresses like the heft of cathedral tunes. Answer?
Frost at midnight.
It's a certain slant of light. There's a certain slant of light was written by this poet, the author of I Tasted Liquor Never Brewed, and I Heard a Fly Buzz When I Died.
Dickinson.
The speaker notes that this is the hour of lead in this Dickinson poem, which describes a situation when the feet mechanical go round, the stiff heart questions, and the nerves sit ceremonious like tombs. Answer?
Hope.
After great pain, a formal feeling comes. 10 points. Toss up 16. The Felsenstein Group at UW and Swafford Group at FSU maintain popular software packages used to generate these constructs. Steele and Lake developed a method for creating these constructs which is not affected by unequal rate effects. That method is known as paralinear distances. The accuracy of these constructs can be determined using the permutation tail probability test. These constructs can be combined using methods such as strict consensus and Adams consensus, and they can be constructed using the Wagner and Fitch methods. The organization of points on these constructs is determined by the presence of autoapomorphies and synapomorphies, which are determined by the sharing of derived characters.
Phylogenetic tree?
Yes. Bonus. For a system of two particles interacting under this type of force, the Laplace-Runge-Lenz vector is conserved. For 10 points each, name this type of force present in Kepler problems. The electrostatic force between 2 point charges and the gravitational force between 2 point masses are this type of force.
Inverse square.
Mm-hmm. All inverse square forces are by definition this type of force, which only depends on the distance between two interacting bodies.
Conservative?
Answer?
Central.
This theorem states that the only central forces that can produce closed orbits that are not perfectly circular are the inverse square force and the Hooke's law harmonic oscillator force.
Bertrand's theorem?
No.
Bertrand's theorem.
Yeah, that's 20 points.
Okay. Score check, please.
So after 16, I have 105 Berkeley A, 170 Bob Burns.
Okay.
2017.
With a protest.
A leader of this religious sect became stuck in the ground at a certain spot while walking in a garden, and after a number of blindfolded followers also got stuck there, that spot became known as the Jiva, or the symbolic location where all humans were created. After that incident, a wooden stand with the power to create a magical food to allow humans to live 115 years was placed in the sanctuary of this faith. One of its primary scriptures is called the tip of the writing brush because it was supposedly created automatically. Its adherents attend the 9 Paseki lectures in order to sweep away the 8 dusts that are said to plague the mind in this faith. This sect believed that a figure called Oyasama revealed the teachings of God the Parent, and it taught the people to live the joyous life. For example, it's a religion founded by Miki Nakayama, also known as the Foundress, while she was living in Japan around 1840.
Like, technologism?
No.
Rinzai.
This is Tenrikyo.
How was that? I was going to say.
Toss up 18. In this painting, numerous ships with white masts and curved prows lie on one of its vanishing lines, whose vanishing point lies behind a spire that occludes the sun. In an odd juxtaposition, the illumination of stained glass windows into the left foreground of this painting indicates that it is set at night, but the right background of this painting clearly features the daytime sun. This painting features an aqueduct above a pair of temples that lie on another of its vanishing lines. The sides of this canvas are bounded by an arch that is decorated with green drapery adorned with a star motif. This painting depicts a cathedral amidst a dark forest as well as a wispy Egyptian pyramid in the background, and his titled figure rests on a marble slab on top of a column. He imagines various...
The architect's screen?
Yes. Bonus. For a system of two particles interacting under this type of... Before we did that, a legend claims that this man and... had his retainer, Katakuro Kojuro, gouge out his right eye so that the enemy couldn't take it from him, and therefore he was known as the One-Eyed Dragon for 10 points each. Then this Daimyo, who founded the city of Sendai and sent his retainer, Hasakura Susanaga, on a diplomatic mission to the Vatican on the ship, the San Juan Batista. Answer?
Ashikaga.
Masamune. Masamune insulted Toyotomi Hideyoshi by delaying in helping him siege this castle, which was the Hojo clan stronghold. Chiba Shiketane surrendered this castle in 1590, putting an end to the Hojo threat.
I think this is Osaka.
That's it.
Osaka.
Odawara. This founder of the Tokugawa Shogunate, the victor at Sekigahara, restored Date Masamune to his lands. In return, Masamune read him a poetry on his deathbed.
Tokugawa Ieyasu.
Yes, 10 points. Toss of 19. This book's translation by Thomas Underdown was used as a source by William Shakespeare for his play Cymbeline. The main characters of this book meet a witch who wraps a piece of hardened dough in laurels and tosses it into a trench so that she can summon the shade of her dead son. Its ninth book recounts the impressive siege of Syene, in which Hydaspes redirects the waters of a river to nearly drown that city's inhabitants. One of this work's main characters is born with a pale complexion because her mother looked at a painting of Andromeda. That woman is sold into slavery by Thymus, which sets in motion much of this book's plot on her attempts to reunite her with her chaste lover. For points, the travails of Theagenes and Heraclea are described in what 3rd century novel by Heliodorus, which is named for an African country?
Ethiopia?
No.
Should I spell that?
Can you say it one more time, sir?
Ethiopia with A-E?
No. Sorry, someone buzzed over here or something.
Abyssinia?
No, it's Ethiopica, or an Ethiopian romance, or Ethiopian story, or Ethiopian, whatever.
Ethiopica.
Yeah. Okay. Last toss-up. In the introduction to one book, this thinker explained that he was motivated to write it after being surprised to discover that the symposium was a defense of homosexual love. In that book, this thinker compares eating chocolate ice cream instead of vanilla if the price of vanilla skyrockets with the choice to engage in homosexual or heterosexual acts. He announced that he would arrange himself on the side of the skeptics in a 1990 book that credited Jeremy Bentham for the pragmatic concept of law it advocated. This author of Sex and Reason proposed a model of risky sexual behavior in an analysis of the AIDS crisis, private choices, and public health. This author of the books The Problems of Jurisprudence and Antitrust Law was appointed in 1981 to the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals.
Bork?
No. But that was the famous leading figure in the law and economics movement who runs a blog with Gary Becker.
This guy?
Posner?
Yes.
Yeah, that's
bonus. An author from this country wrote about a man who is unsettled by overhearing a prostitute poop in the story 7 p.m. Wife, and also wrote the novels How to Forget a Woman and I'm a Communist Biddy. For 10 points each, name his home country of Dan Lungu, which is also the birthplace of an author of a prose poem about Oscar Pasteur and a novel in which Lola's suicide precedes the narrator's befriending Edgar, George, and Kurt. That's Romania. Those works, given the English title The Hunger Angel and The Land of Green Plums, respectively, were written by this German-Romanian author of The Appointment.
No.
Is it Herta Muller? The Gas Heart is among the plays by this Romanian Dadaist, who also wrote the epic poem The Approximate Man and The Manifesto, the first heavenly adventure of Mr. Antipyrene. He appears in Tom Stoppard's Travesties.
Sorry.
That's 10 points, and that's the end of the game.
Final score, 190, Alberta, 120, Berkeley. I don't think the protest matters.
Nope.